Chester Town Board is now in session. Good evening. To my right is...
I'm Ken Dayton. Hello.
I'm John Delabos. And to my left on the phone is...
Judy Siegel.
Hi, Judy. So I want to say the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
Lead the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, sir. Now, the first portion of the meeting is for public comment. It's a period that's devoted to... Staff introductions. Nothing personal, please don't take it. We have Beatrice Martinez, Dick Sagerloom's office, and...
Greg Serving, comp plan.
Thank you. We have more? Victoria Bell, our secretary. Sorry about that. I'm taking you for granted. I apologize. Thank you. Beatrice keeps me on my toes. This first portion of the meeting is devoted to public comment. If anybody has anything about the agenda they wish to address, not a time for discussion, but you will be afforded an opportunity to speak on individual items as they are presented. If you wish to do that, please stand, state your name clearly, spell your last name. I know it's hard with masks on, and your address so that we can have it for the record. Also, if you wish to make any other comments by the general public, there is a period at the end of the agenda to do that, and we'll be happy to allow you to speak and share what you need to share with us. I'd like to start with an approval of the minutes of our meeting of August 25th. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve.
Okay. Second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, and then approval of this evening's agenda for September 8th, with any holds, combines, or deletes for possible action. Do I have a move to approve?
I move to approve the agenda.
Thank you, sir. I second the motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Now we have informational items. Or we don't?
We do.
Okay.
Testing, COVID testing is ongoing, specifically on three sites, Texas Station, Fiesta, and Sam Boyd Stadium. So those are drive-by, self-administered nasal swabs. And of course, UNLV continues to do their testing at the Cox Pavilion and
Cashman Center. Okay, wonderful. Now we have an item before us. It's UC20-0346-C. Gabriel Gomes, Jr., Revocable Living Trust, and C.A. Gabriel Gomes, Jr., TRS. It's a use permit for on-premises consumption of alcohol supper club in conjunction with an existing retail and office warehouse complex on a portion of 14 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the north side of Desert Inn Road and the east side of Highland Drive within Winchester. Is the applicant here for possible action?
Representative.
Thank you, sir.
Greg Esposito, ESPOSITO, 1442 White Drive, representing the applicant here. As you just read in the record, it is an existing building, the Planet 13 building complex. It's not even fair to call it a dispensary anymore because it just has so much more to it. The first page of the handout I gave you is just where it is. If you're not familiar, it's behind Trump Tower to the west. Sort of a very industrial area, no neighborhoods anywhere nearby. Industrial, entertainment, tourism-centered area. And then the third page is what it actually looks like, an actual street view. And I want to call your attention to where it says Planet 13. I can see that ball right there. So if you then flip the page one more to the actual site plan, So it's a very sort of center bottom, you see that ball. And then you go through the great hallway, the door, and into the great hallway, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then to the left, that highlighted area, that's where there is currently a restaurant operating with a service bar, which means you can sit at your table and have drinks delivered to you. And the new owner wants to convert it to a Mexican restaurant, and add a supper club application bar, where as you're waiting for your table, you can sit at the bar and have some cocktails and wait like a civilized person. I think we've all been in restaurants where there's nowhere to sit, especially these days where you can't sit in the foyer waiting for your table because people are paying, it's too close. So it's just much more convenient to have an actual bar that patrons can sit at. There's really nothing different than how it's currently operating, except for the fact that they're actually putting an established bar in there. The alcohol consumption is already there, the restaurant's already there. It's just changing from, I think, a pizza place to a Mexican restaurant, and you can sit down and have drinks. It's not a destination bar. I mean, no one is going to walk from their house, you know, half a block away and sit down at this bar. It's a, you know, where people come and their Ubers and their cabs to be part of the whole complex. So staff is recommending approval, and we hope you'll do the same.
Great.
Do you have any questions?
I don't. It seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I
public comment?
Yeah, no, thank you. And any public comment first from this item? Okay, seeing none, you gave yours.
Yeah.
Is the new, you're speaking of a new owner, is the new owner of a restaurant, or is it a new owner of the entire facility?
If I understand, it's the current developer of the facility. He is now taking over the space and putting
it. So he was like leasing it out before or something?
Yes.
I got it, now I understand. So it's the same owner of the whole place, it's just he's now going to do the restaurant as well.
The word developer, I think, has been used. So I don't want to confuse owner and developer.
Okay.
But I don't want to mislead you guys.
The original developer of the space.
Yes.
That was my only question. Do we have any other comments from the board? Anyone? Well, I move to approve this. I see nothing wrong. I think it's great that you guys are doing a nice business here.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you for coming and visiting us.
Thank you. If I could take a bit of just a second.
Yes.
Last time I was in front of you, you had ordered me to come back with the actual visual display that MedMen was going to have on the side of their building.
Yes.
I sent that to them. They were going to do it.
Yes.
But then they just didn't move forward the application. So please don't think that I didn't forward it to them, uh-huh, that they weren't going to comply. It's just they never moved forward, so that's why I never came back to you guys.
I understand.
I didn't want to think I was just abandoning what you would say.
No, yeah. And I appreciate that. My own information is that MedMen has had some corporate challenges that they've had issues with. It's been in the paper. I mean, it's stories and from more than one source. So I kind of thought that might have... They might need to keep their own house together first before they go starting stuff.
I just want to make sure that I never promise you anything and then never come back and deliver. At least explain why I couldn't deliver.
I appreciate that. It. Thank you very much for following up, sir. Okay, very good.
Dental biz.
Let me just check here where we are. Okay, now we have general business. To review and finalize budget requests and take public comment on any budget requests, if there's any public left, about matters that we're going to be requesting on the budget. And we're also going to nominate and appoint an alternate to CDAC for 2020 and 2021. So should we do the review and finalize budget requests first, since it's in order? Does anybody have any things that they would like to see us do, get, or buy? Can I ask a question on this? What do we have that's holdover, if you will, that we haven't been able to see our way clear to do? Besides our chairs.
Yeah, I was going to be like the chairs that never arrived that I was told were being built. So we have the chairs. I did speak to the room switch was one.
Yes.
And then the flashing crosswalk across the street, which I was put forward to Public Works. They said there's not enough daily traffic to warrant that. However, we did mention that we can have security for large events when they do start happening again. So that was sort of a different resolution. And I think that was it.
Well, I have an item to add to our list. We need a new flag out front. That flag looks like it has been through the wash cycle with no soap and laid out to dry in the environment and gnawed on by animals.
So I'll put that down. I'll make that request, but that, I don't know if that can come from town board because that's property of Parks and Recs. So that hopefully will be an easy one.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we have, since they spent so much money on this redoing the building and adding things and updating it and making it look really nice and keeping the fallen trees out of the way. Eucalyptus don't seem to stand this wind real well. It would be nice to have a nice flag out there. We've got a new marquee sign. We've got, you knew, the Dondero monument sign and everything. And you've seen that flag, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. It's
rough.
Not pretty.
So I would like a new flag. Any?
No.
No?
Okay. I can't think of anything.
Anything, Judy, you'd like to see besides maybe a full-length Minn Kota or something? Okay, all right, Judy's good. So that's it on that. So you have that. Now we have the nomination or an appointing of a representative and alternate for CDAC for 2020 and 2021. The multi-binder event.
Yeah, you've been really carrying the team the past few years. Maybe Bob wants to do it this year.
Wait, is this a way to, because he's not here, is this a way to do it? Is that what I'm getting from you, Ken?
I don't mind being an alternate, but I just, my schedule is too haphazard for me to commit to being to all of those meetings.
Yeah.
You know, I'd hate to just sign up and then not be able to go to any of them.
Well, I don't think it's fair to just dump it on Bob when he isn't here and he can't protest. That doesn't seem very fair to me. Yeah. Judy, did you want to do it?
No, sorry.
Okay, well, all right. I thought maybe you were going to be quiet and pretend you were God. Okay, well.
If it has to be someone on the board.
You know,
or can it be someone in the Winchester community?
It can be someone in the Winchester community.
Okay. Can we stay the nomination until next meeting?
Yeah, and that way we can maybe.
Yeah, maybe we find someone who's got some passion and wants to help.
And doesn't know what they're getting into.
Yes.
And just for a little bit more information on the CDAC, so each town board gets a representative and an alternate, as well as each commissioner have two appointees from their district. Oh, actually, they can appoint whoever they want. So the commissioner also has two appointees aside from his town boards.
So they appoint two more people for Winchester?
Not Winchester, just his district.
His whole district, which is probably got more than one township.
Yeah. I see. Okay.
Well, we have an alternate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
He volunteered to be alternate. And let's see if we can locate maybe a rep, if we can hold that till next time.
Yes.
I think that would be, it doesn't start till when, November, December?
Yeah, closer to January, really, what's going on.
I think there's, it might start in January. If there's anything, there was one orientation meeting that was like a half hour long in December.
Yes.
Where you didn't do anything except sort of know where you were going to meet and get to see who was going to be from everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I anticipate a group that large will probably meet virtually. So.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that won't be the case. Or we could always go to the Thomas and Mac.
They charge.
Yeah.
Just they charge us.
I'm just being facetious.
If you can get us in, that'd be great.
It's just a joke. Because it is a big group.
Yeah, we'll try to find someone. I mean, I have 500 neighbors on my Facebook page that love complaining about allocation of resources, so.
Well, maybe it's time for one of them to put their money where their mouth is.
I agree.
You know?
Providing input.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll.
Did I say complaining? I meant providing.
There you go. I like the way you did this. See how diplomatic she
is? Very diplomatic.
Diplomatic. We love it. Okay, well then, comments from the general public that aren't here? Probably not. Okay, the next meeting is September 29th, 2020, and we stand adjourned.
Great.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.